Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Has anyone ever called you Jack?
Nope.
Well, that was a funny intro.
Yep. This is stranger still.
This is stranger still.
Okay, go. Just go.
I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, just go.
I'm just gonna say things into this microphone.
Okay.
Okay. What was I saying?
The name.
Oh. This is Stranger Still, a podcast where we are answering the questions you've never questioned to ask because you're a normal human being.
With normal human ears.
With normal human ears.
My name's John Began.
And I'm Nick Wood.
All right. What did you learn?
Well, John, your name's John.
Yes.
As you've already said.
Yep.
Has anyone ever called you Jack?
No.
No. I wouldn't expect so. You're not a very Jack kind of person.
No. I'm not all jacked up. No. I'm jacked. Well, I'll tell you what.
You have been going to the gym lately.
Right.
And I did notice it when you spanked me on the butt.
Well.
So, you've heard, though, that some Johns like to be called Jack.
Listen, I'm not here to judge anybody. Like, I don't care what name orientation you are, or like what your origin is.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're a Jack in a John's body, then that's, I'm
you
down.
You get to
with
go
that.
To that bathroom in Target.
I'm down with that. The Jack room.
Yeah. Whatever Jack or John you identify with.
Yeah.
We're going to support you in that bathroom. So I'm just going to tell you a little story.
Okay.
You know, I've been watching a lot of Twin Peaks lately. Like,
yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks.
Yes.
Yes. That's kind of how my life has been lately, right? So towards the end of Twin Peaks, you haven't watched it yet.
No.
Which you need to do.
Right.
Because it's really good. You just got to get past like the first 6 episodes and then it's good. And
yeah.
And then there's 2 more episodes left in that season.
Good.
Yeah. So you just got to get past 6 hours of footage. But anyway, towards the end, there's this character named Jack Wheeler introduced. He looks really familiar. So I went on IMDb and I was trying to find his face. I scrolled up and down the page like 3 or 4 times, and I couldn't find him. So eventually, after like 20 minutes of searching, I found a character named John Jack Wheeler, and I was really frustrated.
Well, John Jack.
Well, the Jackson quotes. Because, as you know, as we've already discussed, Jack is a nickname for John.
Why?
That's a good question, and that's what I wanted to know, because I've heard it before with like people call JFK Jack.
Yeah.
And I can't think of any other examples, but I know I've heard it before. I should also say the actor was Billy Zane, by the way, if that helps.
Okay.
The handsome devil. You know he's in Zoolander? I didn't know that.
Billy Zane?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He plays Billy Zane.
Weird. Okay.
I guess it's just because he's handsome. But, so John, why do you think that Jack is a nickname for John? Why don't you explain to me why it is?
Well, it all started with, have you heard of, trees?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know that we use them to make things?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back in the day, and this is just, you know, from my mouth.
From your mouth. Definitely not from preliminary research.
This is
before
this
I told you to stop.
This is from facts.
I just want to teach you things, John.
Facts from my brain to yours.
Yeah.
So, back in the day, there used to be a guy named John Jack the Lumberjack.
Yeah.
And he would chop down trees.
Yeah.
And people would buy those trees.
Yeah.
John Jack would be like, yo, you want to buy some trees?
Is that his voice?
It's his voice. Nobody knows what he sounds like.
Right.
This is ancient history.
Okay.
You want to buy some trees? I got 20 bags. I got 10 bags. What do you want? And he'd sell them by the stalk, by the tree stalk.
That's a big stalk.
Yeah. And people would buy these trees.
Uh-huh.
And like, yo, Jack, you got that oak?
You got that oak, you got that pine, you got that cherry, girl.
Yeah. And then they wouldn't know. He was hated by the new American government when it was established.
Right.
So he had to disguise his name.
And so he used his name.
So
which is Jack.
He's like, I'm going to cut this in half. They won't know which half to believe.
Yeah.
So he chose Jack.
Yeah. That's very convincing. That's the least convincing argument I've heard all day.
Can you enlighten me a little bit?
I can enlighten you a little bit. So, actually, you're not too far off, but I know that you already did some light reading on the topic before I told you that I just want to teach you things. I just want to learn you some stuff.
I just want to get learned.
You just want to get
learned. I'm trying learnt. To get learned up.
Get turned.
Learned and turned.
Yes. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Is that what the kids are doing these days?
Yeah, they go to the club, and it's like...
Algebra! 3 plus 2!
Yeah, it's a little... Yeah, yep.
Minus A.
Learned and turned. 5 shots, 6 shots.
How many shots are left? Left. pie. Anyway, so I was doing some research on this because it's frustrated me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it started frustrating me in high school when I watched a documentary. Well, it was that one movie with Kevin Costner. I think it's just called JFK.
Yeah.
Where someone was calling him Jack. And I was really confused because I didn't think Kevin Costner was... JFK, but he was, but people just kept calling him Jack. So I was like lost halfway through the movie until I finally realized that he is JFK.
Oh, that there's like actors?
What?
like
those it's, not a, it's not a...
That's Kevin Costner, that's not JFK.
That's not JFK.
This is really hard to buy into.
But I didn't learn a lot from watching that movie in high school because I thought that he was not JFK.
Okay.
So I did some research. And I found there's actually a really good article on Mental Floss, which I think is the one that you read, which kind of gives two leading theories as to where this came from. And the first one, you're not too far off, but you are far off. There's no guy named John Jack.
John Jack the Lumberjack?
John Jack the Lumberjack. So you're aware of fairy tales. What's your favorite fairy tale?
Probably the ancient tome of...
Stalling? Sir Stalling ran away.
Yeah. He ran away to save the day because he had to find the Blue Jay. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's a whole musical
number.
It's
a whole thing.
But you've heard of Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah.
Jack Sprat?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, really.
It's like Jack Sprat sat on a Sasquatch. I don't know. I don't know the words.
That's really not made up.
It's definitely not made up. Jack and Jill, you've heard of that.
Sure.
Right?
John and Jill, I thought it was.
His nickname was Jack.
Okay.
So, throughout a lot of the early English times, Jack became like the equivalent for the everyman.
It was posh. It was in.
It was in. It was trendy.
So you're saying to me.
So, what I'm saying to you.
Is if Jack and Jill was modern day.
Right.
It'd be like Blake and Jill.
Blake and Jill. Blake's the everyman to you?
He's like, yo. I'm Blake.
I got frosted tips.
Yeah.
That's like 20 years ago. My brother had frosted tips. It was awful.
What's up, I'm Blake? What's how you doing? How you doing? What do you want?
Like my eyebrows are on fleek.
Check out my Oakleys.
Check out my Tommy Hilfiger shirt.
Yeah.
I'm still in the 90s. I don't know what's wrong with me. Whatever happened to them? Anyway, so Jack became like the stand-in for the everyman. Like Jack and the Beanstalk. It was the everyman and the beanstalk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm getting at here. It started to take on other words, like a lumberjack, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The Jack is just the everyman doing the lumbering stuff.
Yeah.
He's doing the lumber axing. It's kind of like the Middle English, I don't even know if it's Middle English, but the old-timey equivalent of our John Doe, right? You know what a John Doe is.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that blending came from. Is that we started using John Doe over in the modern times, and Jack was the old John Doe. So they just kind of blended together. That's one theory, but not the one that I'm going to go with.
Okay.
So now that we know that that's out of the question, what's your new theory? Where do you think Jack came from, John? I'll give you a hint. It has something to do with Germans and Dutch people.
Oh,
Lederhosen.
Did you know?
Fraulein.
Did you know? My last name's German.
Yeah? And your voice dabbles in the German accent?
No.
Is that a German thing?
That's my German accent.
That's a German accent.
Ready? Hold on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That was German, Swedish, Norwegian.
Russian. Skrillex.
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
So the second theory that actually it holds more water with me, and maybe you'll agree, is it's actually corroborated with more sources too than just the Mental Floss article. I found some on like babynameorigins.com or something.
Yeah.
Usefulenglish.com, namenerds.com. These are the kinds of sites that are out there. That the German form of John is...
Oh. Johnny.
Johnny?
Johnny?
Berlin.
Johnny Berlin.
Johnny Berlin. No, the German form of John is Jan. J-A-N. And the back in the day, I don't know what that means, but back some time ago, the Germans and the Dutch like to add kin to their names that
Janken.
Already exist. Janken. Exactly. See, you're getting it already.
Man.
So kin meant like little or like offspring or something like that. So it was like little John. Janken was little John. Eventually,
what?
Okay. Eventually, Janken became Jakin. J-A-K-I-N. Jakin. Which, when it came over to the English places, was just Jack.
That's so really these are immigrants country. That came from Germany to...
There was a lot of cross-pollination back in the day.
To the United Americas.
To the United Americas.
And he went to Ellis Island.
Yep.
In New York.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy was like, hey, what's your name?
He's like, Jockin.
Jockin?
And they're like, no, we're going to call you
Jack.
No, call you
Jack. All right?
Yeah.
How you feeling about that, huh?
That's not what happened. But, I mean, there was a lot of cross-pollination back in the day, and Jackin eventually became Jack, which was the equivalent to John in
Dang.
The English-speaking world. Yeah, yeah. See, now I'm expanding your brain.
Ow.
Does your brain hurt?
Oh,
I just
God.
Kissed it.
Oh, shit.
Giving it some kisses.
Thank you.
reading into this, I think everyone's kind of wondered where Dick came from Richard, or like Hank from Henry and that sort of thing.
Can you watch your goddamn language, though?
no. But I think everyone's kind of been curious about that because it doesn't really go together. So I found some interesting stuff going into those nicknames.
Yeah.
But I got some other ones for you. Did you know that Ted is short for Edward or Edgar?
No. What? Why?
Yeah. Well, I'll get there. Even stranger, I never heard this ever. But a nickname for Mary is Molly.
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Sure.
Oh, okay. What about Sally from Sarah?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. That would have made me feel like a chum. So if you boil it down, in my
opinion...
You
would feel like a real Richard.
I would... A real, real Richard. My grandpa's name is James, but he goes by Richard, which I always thought is weird because my last name is Wood.
Oh, well, Rick James is your grandfather.
Rick James.
Yeah.
if you boil it down, in my opinion, there was four major trends for nicknames back in the day. Once again, I don't know what that means, but back in the day when people were dumb.
Yeah.
They're not very long ago. They didn't have podcasts.
No.
To teach them things.
To edumacate their brains.
So the first one, in my opinion, is the most obvious, which is you take a name like Nicholas.
Yeah.
And you just cut off all the dumb syllables. And you get...
Nah.
Nick. Nick is one syllable.
Nah.
Nah.
And nah.
Hey, Nick, get over here. Get over here. Anyway, that was the easiest one. That's how you get John from Jonathan.
Yeah.
That's how you get, like... Ed ja from Edward, Ja from Ja Rule, Jonathan Rule. But that's the first trend, right? And that's pretty much used today, I would say. The second one is it's very similar to how we got Jack from John, which is where other cultures would just kind of get frisky with each other.
Ooh.
Yeah. And while they were making offspring of their own, the names became their own as well. Which is kind of like where we get Hank from Henry, because Henry was...
So you're saying, like, if a Henry and an Annabelle have a baby,
right?
The baby gets 50% of the name genes
right.
from the dad and 50% from the mom, and becomes Hank? Hank Nabelle?
Hank Rebelle.
Hank Nabelle. And then that gets shortened by the first rule to Hank.
Yeah, to Hank. You're close. You're not close at all. So the Dutch equivalent of Henry was Hendrik, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But in Dutch, they would shorten that down to Henk, H-E-N-K. And the dumb Middle English people would be like, well, I don't like that E, so it's an A now. So we call you Hank.
They don't like A's?
They don't like E's.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll get into that a little bit more. That's also how you get like Chuck from Charles. The Middle English equivalent of Charles was Chuckin.
Chuckin.
So they shortened that down to Chuck. Chuckin. That's probably my favorite. Let's just start calling Charles Chuckins.
Chicken W. Bryant.
Hey, Chuckin, yeah. What's up, man?
No, that's pretty good stuff.
But there's a lot of instances in, and this holds true for a lot of things, not just names, where the upper classes would choose to do something just because they wanted to, and then all the peasants would be like, well, I want to feel fancy too. So then they would start doing that as well. Trying to think of an example. Probably wine. I imagine wine was like that.
Wine?
Yeah. Where
like
the,
to drink it?
Yeah.
Like because it's fancy?
Yeah. 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 So like the royalty would drink a lot of wine, and then the peasants would be like, well, I want to feel fancy too. So they drink wine. But we're going to go back to the name of Henry. There was a, I think he was a king. He was a monarch. I know that. His name was Henry, but he preferred to be called Harry by his underlings. I don't know why. Oh, he just
weird.
Did. Yeah.
Weird dude.
So that,
whatever he's into.
Whatever he's,
I'm not going to judge him.
That started to spread across like the peasant level of people. And actually still carries over today. Prince Henry, or Prince Harry, you know Prince Harry today?
Yeah.
He is actually Prince Henry.
Tell you what. We're from different places, okay?
Yeah.
I'm from New York. You're from Iowa.
Iowa.
And are you saying Harry?
I'm saying Harry. What did I say wrong?
Like a hairy dog.
Like H-A-R-R-Y.
That's Harry.
That's not, no, you're so far off. It's Harry Potter, not Harry Potter.
Harry.
Harry.
Harry and
British?
Harry.
You sound like you went to Mid-Atlantic.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah?
Pause the podcast.
Yeah?
It's Harry.
We can agree to disagree.
You don't have a Harry dog, it's a hairy dog.
You make a distinction?
Like a Harry Perry.
Really?
There is a difference.
No, there's not.
Hey, welcome to America.
We're People melting pot. We're a melting pot of Harrys and Harrys.
I don't care how Harry you are.
Harry? Am I saying it right?
No.
How do you say it? Harry.
Harry?
Harry.
You're a wizard. Harry?
Harry.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Because it's wrong.
What's right?
Harry.
Harry. Is that right? Harry.
I gotta shave my face because I'm too Harry Potter. Does that sound right?
That's the same thing.
Sounds like you. That's what you sound like.
Because it's too Harry Potter.
I got some hairies on my faces.
So speaking of childish acts, the last trend is of what I call is like a child's joke. Have you ever heard a child tell a joke?
Did you hear about the corduroy pillow?
That's not a child joke. That's a dad joke.
Oh,
but it's making headlines.
That's true. Go on.
So my impression of a child making up a joke is just to take like an existing joke and swap out letters or just add letters. Like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Butts.
Sputs. That's like a child joke. They just add letters to things that already exist. And that was very true in the very early English times, which is actually where we get like Ted from Edward, because it would be shortened down to Ed, and then they'd add on a T and be like, Ted.
Oh, man. Tedward.
Tedward. That's where we get Dick from Richard. That's
hey,
where we get... Huh?
Can you just watch your language?
That's where we get Sally from Sarah, Molly from Mary.
Okay.
I could go on for hours. Like Bill from William. So, there's actually kind of one more trend, but it kind of goes...
Yeah. William and Edward's Excellent Adventure.
That movie would have been a lot less good if that was the title. It takes like 10 years to say.
William and Edward's Excellent Adventure.
Starring...
William.
No, what's the guy's name?
One of the guys?
No, the guy, the time travel guy. What's his name? Carlin. You know. George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, George Carlin. I can't think of his name. He's in it.
Okay.
They call him...
Giorgio.
Giorgio. That's his full name. He's very... Italian?
Giorgio?
Yeah.
It's a wine.
Is that really a wine?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just making crap up?
No.
My vintage 1497 Giorgiano. Would you like a sip? So the last one is, it's very similar, but it's kind of like the helicopter parents back in the day. Like, they had to lay claim on their children, so they used to add mine to the front of their kids' names. Like,
Mine?
Yeah, mine. Like, mine
that's,
John.
That's Mike John.
Yeah, mine John. Mine Nick. That sort of thing.
Wow.
Yeah, but it eventually got shortened to just an N. And that's where we get nicknames like Ned from...
Nedward.
Exactly. And Edgar. Ned. We get Nelly from Helen.
Oh,
something
yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Remember that Helen song?
Which one?
The one where he sang about the Band-Aid on his cheek?
Band-Aid on his cheek.
Yeah, Helen.
So let's play a game. I got a game for you. Now that we've gone on to this for like half an hour. I'm going to give you a nickname, and you're going to tell me what name it comes from. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I think you know this first one, because we already talked about it, but Daisy.
Molly.
No. You remember. I'm making a dumb
DeSandra.
Daisy. Daisy from DeSandra?
DeSandra.
DeSandra. No, it comes from Margaret.
Right.
Do you know why? So the French for Daisy is Marguerite. Something like that. So Daisy in French is Marguerite. Which eventually came from Margaret. Came to be Margaret in the English-speaking countries, and the whole Daisy symbolism stuck. Some of that cross-pollination. You know
Dang,
what I'm saying?
Them all about flowers.
Them all
America's.
About flowers. Let's go speed run. How about Kit?
Kit Cudi.
That's not a name.
That's a guy.
Is it?
He's a rapper.
Oh, I don't know rap. I don't even know what rap is. Can you explain this to me?
It's from Catherine. Oh, rap? Well, speaking of rap...
Are you? Did you say Catherine?
Yeah.
Because he's Catherine.
Oh, boy, there we go.
Uh-huh. What about Betty?
Is shortened from Betty Crocker.
No.
Beth
That's a
Crocker.
First and last. No. Well, what's Beth come from?
Beth, Bethandra. Bethista.
So
Bethista.
Bethista?
Yeah.
It comes from Elizabeth.
What's the next one?
The next one. How about, this one's going to be really fun for you. How about Heidi?
Oh.
Or Hetty.
Hetty?
Yeah.
Heidi, Hetty. Henrietta.
Henrietta?
Henrietta.
How about Adelaide or Esther?
What?
Yeah, isn't that good? That's pretty good.
Esther.
But
why? Like, who does that?
That came from the English trend of sticking letters on the front of things.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like Ted from
it. Yeah. Whatever. Sort of thing.
Yeah.
America.
It's America. Well, it's probably
England.
Middle English. Yeah. What about Cole or Colin?
Matthew.
Nicholas.
Wait.
Yeah.
Nicholas Cole. Is shortened into Cole.
Yep. Nick Colis.
Oh man.
Became Cole in some other languages, which became Colin. Yeah. I can see your mind coming out of your ears.
I'm just going to start calling you Is.
Yo, what up, Is?
Which is short for ass. Which is what you're being right now. Okay, so I appreciate
Jonathan.
If you're toning down a little bit.
All right, we got three more. How about this one's really interesting. Tonk.
Minnetonka.
Which comes from? Minnesota. No. Thomas.
Okay.
Thomas the Tonk Engine.
Thomas, yeah.
Have you heard the remixes of that song?
Yes.
Oh my god, they're so good.
There's a... is it a B.I.G.?
I think so, yeah.
Beat?
Yeah.
Acapella?
What about Gibb?
Gibson.
Gilbert. Maybe Gibson.
Gibson Gottfried.
I think that's the last name.
No, but he would be more like...
Gibson Gottfried.
This is Gibson Gottfried.
I don't sound like this!
My name is Iago. Jafar, you should thwart Aladdin.
Are you doing an ad-lib now?
That's fart? What... That's Gibson Godfrey.
Thwart?
Thwart.
It sounded like you said fart.
I don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that on the podcast. What about Nanette?
Nina.
Nancy.
Nancy.
It's longer than Nancy, which I don't understand. So that's nicknames.
Okay, ready for the closer?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Like this on the iTunes.
Like this on the tunes and review it on the face base.
Review it. Review the podcast in the Apple Tunes player.
In the Apple Tunes player.
Go to iTunes.org.
Yep.
Type in Stranger Still.
Yep.
You're going to see stars. You're going to click all five of them, one at a time.
And you've got
a review.
Review us on iTunes. And remember to stay stranger still. I don't know.